It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Tuesday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up.
There are 6,272,640 square inches in an acre. We count it. Why? Because we designed the TigerMate 255 field cultivator and 2000 series early riser planter to maximize every single one. So when you create the most level seedbed in the industry and target a nickel size area to plant a seed and never miss, you'll know in high efficiency farming, there's one name to count on, Case IH. Rethink productivity. Learn more at caseih.com/everyinch.
With the success of the Case IH Steiger Quad Track and Magnum Road Track tractors, it's no secret why Case IH is the leader of the track. So it wasn't surprising when the competition started imitating us. But only Case IH offers a five-axle design to give you a smoother ride and more power to the ground with less burning and compaction. Still, we're flattered. In fact, if we weren't already red, we'd be blushing. To learn more, visit caseih.com/tracks.
Well, you can imagine how unnerving this was yesterday on the campus of The Ohio State University. That alert sent out an error to students and staff on the Columbus, Ohio campus regarding an active attacker on campus. A Buckeye alert sent out shortly after noon said, active attacker reported on campus. Run, hide, or as a last resort, fight if needed. A few minutes later, another message was sent saying, please ignore the alert that was just sent. We had a system malfunction. There is no threat. $87,000 and climbing, that GoFundMe effort of the Aurora Strong Community Fund in Aurora, Illinois, has now raised more than $87,000 to try to relieve some of the financial burden of the five families whose loved ones were killed by the shooter in a plant last week. While it's well above the $50,000 goal originally set, some folks say they'd sure like to see even more contributed. That powerful storm that began its journey over the weekend in California will roar across the heart of the country the next 2 to 3 days with heavy snow, torrential rain, crippling ice. More than 200 million Americans should be affected. That's 60% of the population. Parts of 39 of the lower 48 states will get some effect from this storm system. They're buckling up in eastern Nebraska and western Iowa, where 6 to 11 inches of snow fell this past weekend. They could get plastered again, maybe another 12 inches. And those dairy cows you heard about killed in Washington State last week in the blizzard? The last tally we saw was about 1,800 that perished there in eastern Washington. Oh, you want some good news? I've got some good news for you this morning. The stink bugs likely got killed last month. Did you hear this? Researchers say the polar vortex in January may have wiped out 95% of the stink bugs that hadn't found shelter to stay warm this winter. The news comes from the National Pest Management Association. But the group seemed almost delighted to explain that this doesn't mean cockroaches and bed bugs were affected. They probably already laid their eggs, which will hatch with warmer weather. And as for the ants and mosquitoes and termites, the pest management group says those insects often devise strategies to make it through the winter. You bet. And that 5% of the stink bugs that survived, I'll find one. That's the Morning Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.